Barbershops can be communal gathering spots, great for gossip and real local news. And one barbershop in Cleveland is also becoming a hub for health. Gabriel Kramer from WCPN IdeaStream explains.
At the Urban Cuts Barbershop in West Cleveland, customers come in for a haircut and maybe some friendly sports banter.
I think we go win, but I don't know if we go sweep.
I thought you was a money talk to do, man.
Yeah, I am, when it's in my favor.
But when Philip Parker came to get a trim, he also got some good news.
So your blood pressure is perfect. So like we said before, the goal is less than 120 and less than 80. It's perfect. It's perfect. No, it's perfect.
Every so often, Urban Cuts, that's K-U-T-Z Cuts, offers free blood pressure screenings for its customers.
I think it was excellent. Something that's needed in the community.
Parker admits that it's been a while since he's gotten his blood pressure checked.
Oh, it's been some years. So that's real convenient for me.
A 2017 study by the American Heart Association shows that about 60% of African American males have high blood pressure. For white and Hispanic males, less than 50%. So who is the mastermind behind bringing health into the mix at a place where sports, music, and politics dominate the discussion?
Have you noticed a change, like, in your energy or anything like that?
That would be Waverly Willis, the owner of Urban Cuts.
My clients were starting to disappear, and when I would run into their wives or their children or their girlfriend, I would ask what happened to Joe, and they would tell me that he passed away from a stroke or a heart attack, something to that.
Willis wanted to help, partially because he has his own history of blood pressure problems.
I lost 200 pounds in the last couple of years. I was able to get off of the high blood pressure medication, which was one of my goals.
Willis started this program a few years ago by asking medical professionals he knew personally to lend a hand. Then he partnered with Cleveland's American Heart Association to make the process more formal. Brenda Parks is the Multicultural Initiatives Director.
It's an ideal location for people to come and to learn, mainly because people trust their barber. And because they trust their barber, they're more likely to, you know, explain or share information that they wouldn't normally share with anyone else.
Yeah, it's actually been a couple occasions that guys have came in to get a basic service, haircut, lineup, or whatever. A couple times, gentlemen's their blood pressure was so high, that so elevated, that we told them to skip the haircut and go to the emergency room.
Willis also founded the Urban Barber Association, a network of Cleveland-area barbershops and salons working together to educate customers on community issues.
I don't want it to be strange to know that you can get your blood pressure taken at a barbershop. It's more barbershops than hospitals. It's more barbershops than urgent cares. So why not use these small satellites as beacons of hope and a resource center in our community?
Thanks to Willis, four other barbershops and salons in Cleveland now provide blood pressure screenings. He hopes to double that number next year. For Here and Now, I'm Gabriel Kramer in Cleveland.